Yeah, this goes along with all those negotiations I've done. That, you know, sometimes in the restaurant business, when people come in to book a party, this constant, you know, trying to get it cheaper and
it's
cheaper.
It's a duel, which, right?
And I mean, I understand it. I mean, you know, people are trying to save money, whatever. But there comes a point where I'll cut off and I'll just go silent and stare at them. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't happening anymore.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we had this woman who had this party booked for, I think it was 50 people or something. And it wasn't an expensive party. I want to say it was like $45 a person or whatever,
okay.
You know. But it didn't include beer and wine. It was supposed to be an open bar, you know, and she was going to charge cash for the bar. It was some kind of organization. I don't remember what it was. So maybe about a week before the party, the phone call started to come in about, let's lower the price. Mm-hmm. And, well, we already have a contract. You signed it. You know, we're not lowering anything at this point, you know. So she says, well, can we include beer and wine in that price? We can if that price goes up by $20 a head. You know? So she said, no, I can't do that. And she's starting to panic. So finally she comes clean and she goes, look, here's the problem. I can't have it anyplace else because I've booked it with you. I said, you know, because I told her, I said, listen, if it's too much for you, you can have it someplace else. She goes, I can't really have it anyplace else because I already charged the people for the money. So she was selling tickets to this thing at a certain price, and I'm sure she was trying to make a profit on
sure.
it. You know, yeah,
trying to get you down
exactly yeah. right. So now she's trying to make it cheaper for, you know, me and more money for her. So she says, well, I've already charged my people, you know, $65 for this thing. I said, you made $20 a head on this. She says, well, no, not now. If I can't include the beer and the wine,
right.
Like, you know, well, listen, this isn't really my responsibility here. You know,
she's trying to get you to make her money.
Yeah. So, and pleading. Anyway, hangs up the phone, comes in. Now she wants to talk to me. So she comes in, insists on speaking to me. I get over there and I'm like, do you know what you're doing here?
Yeah.
I mean, you're making yourself look silly. I'm not doing this. You know what I mean? Well, I've already charged them. Well, refund them. I can't. I've spent the money. On what?
You know? Yeah, on what?
So we finally won one.